You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Fancy a meeting you again after all these years. Just from greeting you again, how my gray sky clears. That friendly clasp of your hand tells me that you understand. Won't you spend a while with me for old time's sake? Speak of days that used to be for old time's sake. I know the heartaches I caused you, but I suffered more for I lost you. So hold me near and kiss me dear for old time's sake.
Gentlemen, we have a little novelty here for you this evening. We're going to take a little trip through the jungles, you know. And we want you all to travel with us. Because that tiger's running so fast. Takes about 7 courses to catch that baby. So I want you all to count with me. I'm gone. I'm gone. Yeah, boy, I'm getting away from here. Baby.
Thank you. daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
It's Radiola, all right, and I'm going to call this episode Radiola Revisited. and this is not really a nod to the old program Jazz Revisited, which I happen to have on tape all over the place. I don't know how I wound up with it, but I have a lot of it. But this is revisiting my own stuff, and some of these recordings you might have heard before on the show, and. And I've made new transfers, and I've tried to do a better job this time, having the experience of several years at this. But we're taking a wrong turn down memory lane, of course. So we'll do that, and of course nostalgia is always dangerous, and we'll explain why. But or maybe we don't have to. And we began with Charles W. Hamp, and I've never played that before. It was off an OK, For Old Time's Sake. That was 1928. And, that sort of sets it up, doesn't it? Louis Armstrong and his orchestra, New Tiger Rag. And that's a nice copy of that my wife found at a library sale for not much money. So, that was delightful, and... that's the best transfer of that I could get. 1932, that was from, off the Columbia issue of it, originally on OK. And Willard Robeson and with his Ipana Troubadours, and our theme, which you hear every week, so you don't have to revisit that too much, because it's right there. And the Ipana Troubadours are led by Sam Lannon, of course. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm trying to forget that which I remember, and I'm trying not to think about that which I ought not to think about. But this music, if there is indeed pain and nostalgia, I've tried to remove it as best I can. So nostalgia is always a tricky venture. But if you can defang it, it's always a lot happier. And speaking of Lannon's, here's Howard Lannon and his Benjamin Franklin Hotel Orchestra. Another song I don't think I've ever played on the show, but indeed it was on a night like this where we first started, and we're going to keep going, and that's from 1925, On a Night Like This. ¶¶
in the morning and hear the birdies say good morning, the way they always say good morning in my Ohio home. I want to ramble mid the roses. I know just where to find them roses. I used to ramble mid them roses on my Ohio home.
Gene Goldcutt and his orchestra. Hoagy Carmichael is singing that, and I've had that record on my shelves for a good long time. I might have even played it on the show. I haven't even been checking through playlists to see what I've played, but I should have played it if I didn't. My Ohio Home, and somebody was wanting to hear some Hoagy Carmichael. Well, he didn't write that, but he's singing it. A couple of stanzas of it anyway. And great recording from that post-Bix edition of the Goldcutt Band. The Frivolity Club Orchestra, that would be Jack Denny with the Bonnie Laddies, who are, there they are. Someday. On Vocalion, that was 1926, and that's new to the show, too. I'm not gonna keep rehashing stuff here. This is Someday, we're looking forward, too, as well as, we're dizzy looking all these different directions. Howard Lannan and his Benjamin Franklin Hotel Orchestra on a night like this, 1925. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr. If you want to catch any of these playlists, you can do so through Radiola Blog. And that would be radiolablog.blogspot.com, or type Radiola into Google or some search engine that isn't going to track you and recommend that you buy Radiola brand toasters or slippers or whatever. So that money doesn't go to me, by the way, and I don't want it. I'm doing this as a it isn't a labor, but it's out of love. It's got to be that. If it isn't that, then there's no point in doing it. Jack Smith, the Whispering Baritone in 1926. If I didn't know your husband and you didn't know my wife, well, that sounds like an interesting situation. Let's see what they're cooking up.
Now, two young couple that I know who always pile around any place they're bound, both of them are found dancing with each other's wives. And should you have near, if you heard their conversation, this is what you'd hear. We understand each other, and we'd live a merry life if I didn't know your husband and you didn't know my wife. Now we're made for one another, just like a spoon and knife. If I didn't know your husband and you didn't know my wife, somehow my arms just seem to fit round your waist. Somehow your lips I feel must have the right taste. And tell me, why didn't we meet sooner? And where were you all my life? If I didn't know your husband and you didn't know my wife. Now these two couples mean no harm, it's just the way that they fool around and play and pass the time away. Kidding one another's wives, why, it's better than a show. How the girls both laugh and giggle when they whisper low. We'd love to be together with never a care or strife. If I didn't know your husband and you didn't know my wife, we'd always get along together, just like a drum and fife. If I didn't know your husband and you didn't know my wife, I've got a ring that's just a 5-carat wow. But a funny thing, my wife is wearing it now. And I'm sorry, I'd love to take you out, dear, but why should I risk your life? You see, I happen to know your husband, and you happen to know my wife. Now, I'd like to ask you people, who gets the worst of life? Certainly not the husband, and certainly, yes, the wife. Now, who has to do the saving? Working, but all in vain. Certainly not the husband. Why, sure, it's the ball and chain, and the married man. He gives his wife 50 per, and then every day he always borrows from her, and it's awful. Who has to nurse the baby? Giving the baby life? Certainly not the husband. That's right, it's the wife.
Lucky day, you know, don't well, baby. I can't give you anything but love, baby. Baby, I can't give you any little thing but love. Oh, baby, that's the only thing I've plenty of. Oh, baby, dream a little while, scheme a little while. We're sure to find happiness, and I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell. Oh, baby, diamond bracelets were worth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darned well, baby. I can't give you anything but love, nothing but love. That's all.
And that Hanshaw and her sizzling syncopators, it says on the label, some pretty good playing in there. I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Baby, 1928. And that was, I've had that record decades. And it's good to have that and play it and listen to it and enjoy it. Yes, it's an okay transfer. It's not delightful, but it's velvetone and the surface noise is minimal. The Revelers, and this is a record I have had for ages. Oh, Miss Hannah, 1925, and I love it. I'm sorry, it's not. It kind of borders on minstrelsy, yet it is so beautiful that I could not possibly not play it. So just sort all those negatives and see what you come up with. Chances are it'll be positive. And Jack Smith, If I Didn't Know Your Husband, You Didn't Know My Wife, 1926. And, well, that's true. So who does all the cooking and cleaning in your house? I know who does it. Well, we're not going to say more than that, but it's not a bad situation because I do a marvelous job. I am so good, and my beer glasses are cleaner than any in the whole city. And I will vouch for that, most definitely. And this is Radiola. And our beer glasses aren't clean all the time. Sometimes we put stuff in them. Here's a recording from 1922, and I've had this a long time as well. And I just, this arrangement, to me, is so interesting. And there is such interesting, different stuff going on here. You would not think this is 1922. But there, if you listen to the trombone work in particular, you'll be quite impressed by it, as I was. And I was looking for this record, and I found a bunch of other ones. That's why we have the show this week. We're revisiting all these things. And if I have never played this on the show before, it's long overdue. Canary Isle. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was a Jack Shilkret's orchestra, 1925, very late acoustic. I think they might have even been doing some electrical recordings when that came out, but that is a late acoustic on Victor from 1925. No one. And that could answer the musical question, who wants a baby? Which indeed was asked by Rudy Weedoff's Californians on Path A. Who wants a baby? Introducing, I'm waiting for ships that never come in. Maybe the father's returning. Who knows? Yes, indeed. He might have been extradited. Ray Miller and his orchestra, Canary Isle, 1922. That's where he came from, by the way. He was looking for the birds. After all, that's a big trivia question you can ask people. What animal was Canary Isle named after? The Canary Isles, of course. And you can always tell them that it was a dog. Yes, I saw that in Ripley's Believe It or Not. Believe it or not, this is Radiola, and I occasionally throw in little, I wouldn't call them factoids, I'd call them factettes, which sounds nicer. And I'm Andy Senior. My head is a veritable garage sale of things, and some of which I'm trying not to sell or even display for most purposes. The Radio Franks in 1925. I never knew. Oh yeah.
Stars before I found you. Maybe there were silver moonbeams too. But until I saw them all around you, I was blind because I never knew. I never knew that roses grew. Or the skies were blue or gray. I never knew when breezes blew what a summer breeze could say. I never knew that dreams came through and took your cares away, your cares away, for I never knew what love could do until I met you today.
married, don't get married, said my friend McBride. If you take a wife, you're out of luck for life. He had all his little sons and daughters by his side, like happy hooligans, 16 kids. They all lined up and cried. Mama got you, mama got those, mama got these, and mama got those. But poor papa, he's got nothing at all. Mama goes here, mama goes there, mama goes out to every affair. But poor papa, poor papa, he waits out in the hall. Christmas comes, and mama gets the most expensive rock. Papa gets a necktie and a pair of 10-cent socks. Everyone cheers when mama appears. She's got diamonds stuck in both of her ears. But poor papa, he's got nothing at all. Mama eats ham, mama eats lamb, mama eats jam, strawberry jam. But poor papa, he eats nothing at all. Mama says, oh, mama says, ah, mama says, boo, and mama says, there. But poor papa, he says nothing at all. Papa bought a limousine, the most expensive kind. Now he wears a chauffeur suit, and mama rides behind. Mama's got silk and satin beneath. She's got gold in all of her teeth. But poor papa, got no teeth at
thank you.
Frank Guarante and his orchestra, 1928, a song from Lucky Boy, sung by originally by Georgie Jessel, or George Jessel, as he's more respectfully called. Here done very well, and probably even better than Jessel, by Irving Kaufman. My Mother's Eyes. Well, what's in those eyes? I think there's a... She's hiding them behind dark glasses because she doesn't want you to see what's going on there, that's for sure. Sally Freeman, actually Dolly Kay, and I've never played this, but I've had it for, again, I've had this record 20 years probably. Poor Papa, and Dolly Kay recorded under the pseudonym. I don't know who the pianist is, but whoever's playing is good. Poor Papa, 1926, indeed. Papa got no teeth at all. At least he doesn't anymore. The Radio Franks, I never knew. I never knew, indeed. 1925, and if you never knew, then, well, might be time to go digging. But you always, the thing is, never ask a question unless you really want the answer, because once you get the answer, you may wish you'd never asked the question. This is Radiola, and we're full of questions, and we're full of answers, but they don't always match. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm trying to sort all those out as we speak. El Galadoro, our friend, the beloved sax player, and they're going to celebrate him at the end of the month on the 31st at the Oneonta Theater. Oh yes, and we have I think Chad Smith is going to play his saxophone on that occasion. But here's Al playing his own saxophone in 1946 on an NBC Thesaurus transcription. I can play these things now. I have the capability, and I got a really good transfer off my transcription turntable, which I have set up in the record room. And yes, it is ready and it's playing. Here's Valse Vanité, Rudy Wiedoeft.